And 5, 4, 3, 2. What up, y'all? Welcome to Here's the Thing. I'm Kev on stage. She.
That chick angel.
Welcome to another podcast episode. Smash that like button. Smash that notification button. Bangers, bangers, bangers. All 2026. Assemble. All right. Shout out to Angel Lakita Moritanksi, the actress. She, along with a billion other things, including a botillion and cotillion.
Yes.
Made time to see Michael Jackson. I seen it on Wednesday. Josh, you seen it on Friday or Thursday?
Friday matinee. Great price.
Friday?
Mm-hmm.
I paid $30.
So did I. I was mad.
Per ticket? Per ticket.
Oh, we paid $16.
I meant to save $30. LA already is ridiculously movie priced. I feel like they just raised the prices up for Michael. Because I didn't even notice the last few times I've been to the movies. The, you know, somewhere between $16, $18, maybe $20. When we be on the road and we go to other towns and go to the movies and it be $8,
$30,
$9.
Though, for AMC, you might as well buy the monthly.
Man, $30 is family of four, $120, no popcorn,
nothing.
And then JoJo flaked at the last minute because we had seen it at 9:15. He had to be up at, for Disneyland. First of all, these niggas went to Disneyland on a school day.
Yeah, senior day.
To Disneyland
out for them.
On a Thursday.
Yes.
What do you understand? We
they don't go at night anymore.
They went all day.
All day. They
go. Went. We used to go out. Basically, it was like after dark, grad night.
We had that when I was in El Paso. There was like Western Playland though, but it was only like 6 to 10. No, we never got to. That's El Paso, my whole point. They got big old tour buses like
they got other mice
like the yeah. like the Lakers yeah. have. Uh-huh. Take them down to Disneyland charter buses. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Down to Disneyland for the day. He buying Disney Crocs. All kind of, he don't even usually buy stuff.
Oh, he ran that ball. Oh, that
he's
a having
he's a senior here.
Oh my God. JoJo, he did his promposal. I don't want to get into it too much.
Oh, I can't wait to see it.
Listen to them talk about it.
Oh, okay, but they ain't tell the whole truth.
Okay.
Oh, I'm gonna share with y'all. Has to do
his that's what the comment. Okay, I heard the I note.
Got Marcus you. Got himself a date, but he's gonna do the promposal
he
now.
He swears friends. I believe he's lying. I do believe. Can't prove it. But anyway.
When so JoJo I saw Flake. $30, I walked in there last night and was like, so who's giving me head? Because that must be what this come with.
Who's going to be
DJing while I'm watching this movie? For $30?
When you saw Michael Jackson and paid $30, you said, where's the sex at?
Yeah. So who is chopping me off?
I ain't never heard a woman say topping me off.
Listen.
I ain't never heard a woman say topping me off.
Nothing.
Do women get topped off?
Yeah, that's
of course, man.
Is it called topped off?
That's what I'm going to call it. You down to top golf? Yeah, call it that. Take a swing.
Hey, AMC, who's giving out the head?
Yeah.
No popcorn.
No popcorn.
Head for $30. $30 is.
And they stopped delivering to the seats.
You got to get it yourself, and it's still the 30.
God, man.
124 family of four. Mm-mm. She's talking about, do you want to use your points for the popcorn? Nigga, you think I want to pay more stuff for this?
I hope you do.
Clip it.
Oh, I already had the written. I was going to say clip it in the moment, but I don't want to ruin the moment.
Clip it. Angel, anytime Angel gets clip, in her bag, Angel? Who's giving me head to AMC? There's children in here. Who's
giving me $30. I don't care.
Turn the lights
I feel like
on.
we got to stop. As a society, we have to stop them at some point because when will we stop? It was like when, remember, boxing fights used to be $49, then it was $59.
Oh,
then Floyd fought somebody, it was like $99. I was like, yo, this is crazy. $30 per ticket is crazy, which, going back to the movie, was one of the daggone Michael Jackson issues during the victory tours. Ticket they was charging $30. Yeah, ticket gate.
Family
I didn't
four.
Know about this.
Family
Did you know
four?
About this? Mm-hmm. I didn't never knew. Did you know about this?
No.
Okay, we'll go into the movie. Michael Jackson didn't want to tour at all. Don King and Joe Jackson conspired to make him tour. To make extra income, Joe and Don King decided that you don't just buy a ticket to the Jackson's Victory Tour 1984. You is going to enter into a ticket lottery. In order to have a chance to buy one ticket, you must buy four tickets. You got to send a money order in, go to the newspaper, send a money order in and say, hey, I'm Angel. I want four tickets to the Jacksons at Dodger Stadium. One out of 10 people actually got the tickets. They held your money in a money market account for like 3 months. apparently Don King and Joe was like, we can make $10 to $12 million extra just doing this ticket lottery thing. And Michael Jackson was, all the brothers agreed, plus Joe, plus Don King. Yeah, we'll split that money in easy 10, 12. Michael was like, yo, this is, we're going to have backlash for this. And Joe Jackson did this. And Michael Jackson said, okay.
In the movie?
No, in real life. They didn't really cover it in the movie.
No.
This was just a thing that I went into a full rabbit hole.
Okay.
I've been reading all kind of articles.
Oh, I definitely was asleep ticket, during that part. Then.
The Jermaine Jackson and Randy Jackson got a baby by the same woman.
Congrats.
Man, holidays this year. I mean, listen.
Apparently.
How can they go to different houses for holidays? It's a lot of work, man.
Randy was married to her, and then they got divorced, and Jermaine was like, I'd like a piece of that coochie as well. Uh-huh. I think that might, if I'm not mistaken, that might be Jafar mama. If I'm not mistaken, Patreon, correct me if I'm wrong. That might be Jafar mama. So me and Melissa went on a whole rabbit hole about family. Are you considered a cousin or a sibling? And I think you're like brother cousin.
That's what they're saying. So maybe we don't air this part.
Let's start with the movie, Angel.
Okay.
I loved it.
Don't lie to these people.
I'm trying to. Okay, now we bonus.
Yeah.
We bonus.
But this is still for Gem Pop. This clip's still for Gem Pop. Give me, just get, let's get through 10 minutes without.
Okay. Here's. Jafar Jackson gave me immediate recency bias. Before Jafar Jackson got on screen, I was like, yo, I'm not loving this movie as much as I thought I would be loving this movie. It was going really slow for me. I thought the little boy was doing a good job performing as Michael Jackson. For whatever reason, I was just not interested yet. I was just like, hey, y'all.
You think it's because he was related?
He was so related. I talked to Melissa about 4 times in this movie. And I said, I feel like I'm looking at Michael Jackson.
Me too.
He got beyond mimicking, embodying.
And when they imposed the, like, all the artwork.
Josh, when he was performing, first of all, I was like, this nigga is, I never heard of Jafar Jackson. I ain't keep up with the Jackson's children as a family like that. Didn't know who Jafar was until the announcement came out. I was like.
Now, who is daddy?
Jermaine.
Oh, that's a good famous Jackson.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I didn't know Michael and Jermaine were like fighting for fame. Yeah, they beat the Jackson did not have a.
They wasn't a good family unit.
They wasn't, man. No. They were messed up.
Yeah,
Angel. It was not good. Mm-hmm. I was actually having thought, and I'm gonna get into your thoughts too. I had this thought when we was driving here today, and I was like, "We gonna talk about this." Knowing how sad of a life he personally lived with the abuse, the allegations, the overt fame, I wondered, like, man, would it have been better off if they just didn't leave Gary and Michael was just, like, super talented, but the world never got to see that?
Oh, you think the craziness came from moving to L.A.?
Craziness came from Joe. But I'm saying, like, Joe was like, I got to get my family out of Gary. He was willing to do whatever.
He was trying to get himself out the mill.
I don't know. I mean, well, I guess all of them are special. Because I don't know. Is there a normal behaving Jackson?
Catherine? She seems regular.
Yeah, there's no normal behaving Jackson that I can think of. I actually loved the little, I enjoyed watching that little boy. You could have gave me more of him.
Liked him. I'm saying the movie, he was doing good as Michael. The movie was the most plotting at that time. And then it was like, Michael Big, stay in the pocket. You know what I mean? Like, it was like, it was like a DJ was playing a set, and sometimes he was like, snippet, 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 full song. Snippet, 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 full song, three full songs. Snip, snip, snip. Like, it was like, it didn't have good, consistent pacing.
No, I thought the writing was not good.
Straight up.
Did not think the writing was good because I thought the acting was excellent. I thought the writing made Joe Jackson seem like the Jim Carrey the Grinch, basically. He might as well have been in the fur suit because of how one-dimensional they made his anger towards his children, mm-hmm. his family, and his drive for them to be successful. And I always think those are the worst villains. If we're not in a cartoon,
yeah.
those are the worst. Truly. Those are the worst villains to have. Is ones where you cannot find a thread of
redemptive quality at
yeah,
all.
Yeah, a thread of their humanity.
Mm-hmm.
Also, based on what I have heard multiple times about Joe being
9, 8,